Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. Anyway, today's show is going to be on Do the Math. When I say do the math, what I'm looking at really is opportunities, taking advantage of opportunities and then doing the math necessary to see which makes the most sense. Now, please also understand that I understand that everybody's different. We all come with different skills, different talents, different wants, different needs, and different desires. However, I'd like to cross the lines on a couple of different things. I want to talk about what you're presently doing with yourself, with your time, with your energy, and I want you to also look at what you could be doing with yourself, with your time, with your energy. And then basically all I'm saying is I'd like you to do the math. Most of us live a life where we believe that we're supposed to be, I guess you can say, subservient to someone or to some group or some organization or some particular cause. And most of us are to the point that we don't really take care of ourselves. Most people in, we'll say, America and abroad, well, mostly America because that's where most of my experience is, we live day to day, check to check, paycheck to paycheck. And most of us aren't really living. What most of us are doing is we're existing. And some of us are doing a real poor job at that. You know, we don't really have the means to take care of our families the way that we say we want to. We work hard, and in some cases we work very hard, yet most of us squeak out, for the most part, a living. And it's not about, you know, how smart you are or who you know or what you know or any of those other things. It's just that we're all kind of trapped in a certain pattern. You know, we're all kind of trapped in a certain mindset. And the people that get it, the people that understand it, and the people that capitalize off of it are the people that start the basic brick and mortar structures of businesses that most of us work in. They get it. They are what you would call the class above. They are the people that pull the strings. They are the people that are the movers and the shakers of what's going on. Now, please also understand that I'm not knocking those people. Basically, I'm saying that they're the smart ones, and most of us are not very smart in the sense that we don't seem to understand that a job, so to speak, is supposed to be a tool. It's just like going to school, all right? When you go to elementary school, you don't go to elementary school just so that you can get through elementary school and that's it. What do? You go to elementary school, and then after that, you go to, hopefully, junior high school. Well, you don't just go to junior high school. The next thing you do is you go to, after you complete junior high school, you go to high school. Then after high school, you know, depending on the grades you got, you either go back into the workforce, if that's what you choose, not just the grades, but also preference. And then from there, you go into, you know, if you don't do that, you go to junior high. And then from high school, you go to college. And then from college, you know, it could be a two-year school, it could be a four-year school. In some cases, people take it to the next level. And they go beyond a four-year school to another college to get their master's or their doctorate, or some people get multiple master's and doctorates. But it's a progression. It's a series of different things that you do to improve your education, to improve your position. Well, but what usually happens with most people is that after they've completed any of those things, be it high school, if they complete high school or junior high or what have you, they stop. Well, that's really not it. You don't really know enough to really stop. You know enough to get you wherever it is that you've been. Because what happens? You know, like life, knowledge is something that is a continuous process. It doesn't stop because you've reached a certain pinnacle, so to speak. You're constantly learning, so you're supposed to be constantly growing. Well, the rest of life is also the same way. And when I say it's the same way, what I'm saying is that there is no real stop. You know, there's just another stage of life or another stage of what's supposed to be going on in your life. So Do the Math is also talking about that same mindset, but it's looking at that mindset and taking it into a more overall holistic way of looking at things. So when we talk about Do the Math, we're talking about you not just going to, again, the first sets of schools and the first levels of learning, but you taking that to the next step and then the next step and then the next step as you develop in your life, as you grow as a human being, as you grow as an adult. And most of us, you know, take the good news with the bad news. We miss the boat. And why do we miss the boat? We miss the boat because we stop learning. So, and hence, we stop growing. And once we stop growing, what do we start to do? It's like muscles. If we don't use them, they do what? They atrophy. They start to lose strength. They start to lose their ability to do the things that we need them to do, which is lift and pull, and, you know, we lose speed. We lose a whole bunch of different things in our lives as we move forward. So anyway, that little spiel talk was to just set this up. What I'd like to talk to you about today is a regular brick and mortar type of job or an environment. And when you work, you know, you end up getting a salary and, you know, you go home and you take your little bit of money and you share it with your wife and family. But you only get paid, or husband and whatever, but you only get paid on what? You get paid on your efforts one time. You work a certain amount of hours, and for that, you get a certain amount of pay or salary. Correct? Correct. Well, you've got a lot of people that live in the world that don't work a regular brick-and-mortar job. And they're not only have a good life, but some of them have a very solid life, and a lot of them are more financially secure than those of us that don't really have the heart or the spirit to go out there and do it on our own. We're more concerned with, again, making someone else rich, wealthy, and allowing them to be able to send their kids to the correct colleges and, you know, pay for vacations for their family, to where we're working, you know, many, many hours, many, many days of our lives, and in the end, we find that we really don't have anything. We believe that there's a certain loyalty that we've acquired because we've done a good job. And in a lot of cases, we're finding that that loyalty doesn't exist. Now, of course, that's twofold. Also, businesses are realizing that employees have discovered the secret. And a lot of employees, one, they don't put forth as much work or as much effort as they once did years ago. But again, that's also because of knowledge. As we grow and we learn more, we realize that a lot of things aren't the way that we thought they were. And what I'm trying to do right now is kind of defunct the belief that, you know, working hard for someone else without being able to take that information and give back and not being able to help other people grow, just doing a job, just doing a mundane routine task or chore, is not going to be fulfilling. Because it's also not about the money, ladies and gentlemen. It's about lifestyle. It's about the quality of life that you live. So our comparison today is between a regular brick-and-mortar position and what I would call, you know, a entrepreneurial type of mindset or an MLM or, you know, however you want to really look at it. It really doesn't matter. First off, let's defunct really quickly the pyramid scheme thing. You know, I've had several people that I've met in my lifetime that have told me, well, you know, that multi-level marketing stuff, well, blah, 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 it's a pyramid, it's this, it's that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please understand that every job you will ever work is a pyramid. Why is it a pyramid? It's a pyramid in more of a real fact than an MLM. And the reason that it's a pyramid is because you have a particular supervisor, or your organization belongs to a certain group or what have you. In that group, there are, again, presidents, vice presidents, managers, group managers, division managers, clerks, programmers, systems analysts, program analysts, you know, all of these different people, tech writers, all of these different people, finance and accounting, HR, all of that. If you look at any brick-and-mortar structured business, any brick-and-mortar structured business, be it that it's a organization, be it charitable or not charitable, it is what? It is a pyramid. You have a president or a chairman at the top of it. From there, again, you can have board of directors. You can have vice presidents. Those numbers at the top are smaller. They're not bigger. So as we go down, you get more of the worker bees, and you get closer to the people that are actually doing the work. Be it, again, it's the support staff. It's the actual staff actually, you know, making the things happen or making the product or generating what have you. Even if you work for government, in the government you have what? A hierarchy. In the hierarchy you have the president. The president has what? The president has the different people under him, the House, all right, the Senate. And then from there, again, what does it do? It branches out. So, ladies and gentlemen, please understand that you work in a pyramid, all right? The mindset of most businesses, 99% of businesses, is a pyramid mentality, all right? And even if you provide a service, you're working in a pyramid mentality. You do not make soap. You do not make milk. You do not make your furniture in most cases. You do not build cars. All of those things are created from pyramids. They create a product. When you go to the grocery store, Giant, Winn-Dixie, Piggly Wiggly, any of those places, they do not make the products that they sell. What do? They buy them in bulk from a provider, and then they become what? A distributor. There's a lot of different things that we get in life that are built or created by a pyramid. So you get a lot of people that want to tell you, well, you know, those MLMs, you know, the only people that get rich are the people up above, and I don't trust them, and this, that, and that, and the other thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, look around you. Seriously, look around you. Right now, we've had more businesses go down, and I'm not talking about the little businesses. I'm talking about big businesses that have gone down and left people without jobs, left people without pensions because their pensions have been done, I mean, have been gutted. I mean, if you remember back when we were talking movies like Wall Street and all of these hostile takeovers, why were they taking these companies over, ladies and gentlemen? They weren't taking these companies over because they were profitable companies. They were taking these companies over because they were robbing the pension plans. They were taking all of the money that people had put in for years and years and years and years that had collected interest and all of that other stuff, and they realized that, yes, it was a $2 million company, but it had a $20 million pension plan, and they were then taking those companies over, and they were gutting the pension plan. So what was happening to all of you hard-charging people that were of the belief that your pension was secure because you worked for this big conglomerate and that this company was always going to take care of you and that they were going to do all of these different things? You found out that you were very much incorrect. You found out that now you don't have a pension. You found out that now you don't have any money except for the fact that now you're a little bit too old to recoup from that incident. Again, it's just really interesting. And then I get people that tell me, okay, well, this MLM thing, you know, it's just a scam. Well, guess what? All business is a scam to a certain extent. It depends on the character of the people that are there. And it's not only the people that started the business, it's the people that are there now. And it depends on what their financial situations are. What I'd really like you to do is, could you actually tell me, if you work for a big company or you work for another company outside of an MLM, could you really tell me what your company's financial position is? Because guess what? The people in Enron thought that they knew the situation of their company's financial stability. All right? Enron, they thought they knew it. And all of those other companies that were, again, solid and multi-million, multi-billion dollar companies, they believed that they had money. You know, you get a lady that put all her stock in a certain company and then finds out that that company has totally disenfranchised her and is totally unsolid and unstable. That lady goes from being a quote-unquote very comfortable millionaire to finding out, you know, because she figures she's got so many shares and stocks and things, and she finds out she really has nothing. So do the math is also about your mental security. Because if you didn't do it, and if you're not handling it, and if you're not managing it, all right, which in some cases may be a good thing, then you don't really know. You're dealing with speculation. You're dealing with what someone else told you. You're dealing with what someone else showed you on a spreadsheet. You know, there's an old saying that you can lie with numbers. I think it was actually out there. Matter of fact, most of you ought to Google it. It's like how to lie with numbers or how to lie with statistics. It's a fact. So, again, I'm calling this show Do the Math because if you work for a regular job, you make a fixed amount of money, and that fixed amount of money is only going to take you so far. The numbers in your salary or wages range depending on how much money that you've made. However, if you work for an MLN, you can earn a lot more money, all right? And you can earn more money than what you do on an hourly basis because an hourly environment is just that. It's an hourly environment. You work 40 hours, 2 weeks later or a month later, or a week later, you get paid for those 40 hours. So all you're really doing is, like I said, you work the first 2 weeks, you don't get paid. Why do you not get paid? Because you haven't earned any money to get paid. And once you earn that money, leave. You work 365 days out of a year, somewhat, for what, 2 weeks off? Come on, ladies and gentlemen. In anybody's ballpark, is that fair? Is that consistent? All right, even in other countries outside of the United States, you know, they get a month off. They get months off. Sometimes they get the entire summer off, you know, from their jobs, and they don't seem to be going out of business, and they also seem to be profitable because if they weren't, then they would be out of business just like your company here in the United States would be out of business if everybody went on leave, but they actually shut down. The MLM business works on the mindset of referrals, plus that if you do it right, if your company is one of those companies that's above board and doing what they need to be doing, which can be on the structural side or the brick-and-mortar side or the non-brick-and-mortar side, you're going to do a good job. So if you're with an MLN that provides a great service, that provides something that individuals can use that is actually, you know, necessary, and I'm not talking about a lotion and a potion and all of that stuff, but your business for an MLN is based on referrals. And those referrals come from you generating and improving people's lives as you also improve your personal earnings. Plus that, depending on what type of MLN you're in, you sell that person once. And as long as that person is happy with the product and with the service that they're receiving from you, you get paid again and again and again. So why are MLNs successful? One, because it's a giver's gain type of mentality with a lot of MLNs. They're giving a service, and they're helping other people through the power of people, word of mouth, things along that nature, to help other people to grow and develop, to help them to be able to take care of their families. You know, they take time to get to know the person, to know the member, to know the person that they're associating with. They make introductions, and they also get and give referrals. So because they're happy customers, because they're getting the product that they need, they share that information with other people. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand that each and every one of us is giving referrals every day, all right? McDonald's didn't become McDonald's just because of a TV commercial. McDonald's became McDonald's because other people said, hey, McDonald's is pretty good, and I was able to go there and get my Big Mac. You know, what was it saying? Two beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, chicken, onions on a sesame seed bun. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but McDonald's used that as a mantra, and it made Ray Kroc billions. All right, it made him one of the richest people in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, please understand that McDonald's is definitely a pyramid. However, Does McDonald's make the best hamburgers? No, they do not. They make a mediocre burger at best. Does Toyota make the best cars? No, they don't. They actually make a good car, but it's not the best car. And if you want to see the best, stand a Toyota up next to a Rolls Royce, and you'll see the difference. Another reason that MLMs are successful, one, they put you at the top of the mindset. They're looking to generate trust in you, and, of course, that way they get and keep your business, and they provide service. Customer service, as we all used to know it, doesn't really exist. But in MLMs, a lot of times it really does exist. Why? Because that person is more connected with you. It is a peer-to-peer type of business, not a hierarchy. Supporting people in your group or in other groups. A lot of MLMs, they share the information amongst each other so that they can develop, so that they can grow, so that they can figure out how to get the message across to the individuals. And this guarantees quality of the group and growing the companies faster, and smaller companies generating more earnings for the individuals. Larger companies, of course, also generating more business. Why? Because we're working as a conglomerate. We're working as a team together, all looking to succeed, not looking to rip anybody off, not looking to take advantage of any particular group, but looking to grow and help ourselves grow. Plus that quality of life. A person that works in MLM and does it the right way and uses the system that is in place or systems that is in place has a way of being able to multiply their workforce. And how do they do that? They do that by helping the other people that are under them in their group in the MLM to grow, to develop, and to, again, be successful. Because, again, it's a team type of deal. When you work for a regular job, it's also a team type of deal, except for you've got a captain at the top, and that captain in the end and his little soldiers are going to get all of the glory. So, again, why are MLMs better than brick and mortar? The reason that they're better is because, one, they help you win, not just help some particular company owner that lives in some big lofty house, in some big lofty place that you can't even probably drive through to actually make it or to move to the next level. So, again, let's do the math. Let's look at it, and let's look at it in a real sense. If you want success in your life, if you want a better condition, if you want to improve your overall quality of life, an MLM is something that can help you to do that, a multi-level marketing company, and you need to find a good one. Now, is every multi-level marketing company for everybody? No. You need to find the thing that resonates with you. You need to find the thing that works for you and then go for it. There are some companies out there. What I do or what someone else does doesn't have to be your stick. However, you need to look at it and look at the opportunity. How long has it been around? Is the market open? You know, what's your chances of succeeding? Are you a multi-level marketing type of person? All right, number three, serving on a leadership role. In an MLM or in any business, as you serve in higher positions, as you help other people, you're supposed to grow. All right, be it that you go from a clerk to a lead clerk, from a lead clerk to a programmer or a quality assurance person or a supervisor or a manager or a program manager or an executive. Well, MLMs are somewhat the same way, except now you're helping more people and you're orchestrating helping them in a better way, not just helping them to get a job done. You're helping them in an MLM to grow, to mature, to understand not only the business but also understand themselves. Because there's a learning curve that has to take place. There's a certain respect that you have to have for people and a certain respect that you have to give to people so that they'll not only learn from you but want to learn from you, so that they'll not only grow on the outside but grow on the inside, become more mature, start doing the same thing, which has a very strong possibility of leading to them doing the same things in their personal lives. Now, in any MLM, just like in any business, there are no guarantees, all right? The only thing that you're guaranteed at a regular brick-and-mortar business is a salary, and that salary is based on what? Performance. Well, guess what? In an MLM, your salary is based on the same thing, performance, except for if you do exceptional performance, what can you do? You can create an exceptional amount of money that comes into your pocket. Now, of course, since you're getting a lot more money, you need to be a lot more responsible with that money, but your ability to grow, your ability to mature, your ability to help others, it grows exponentially. It grows in ways that most people can't even really fathom it growing. So which is better? I mean, do the math. In a regular brick-and-mortar business, you get paid for the hours you work. In an MLM, you get paid for not only the hours that you work, but the people that you help, the other leaders that you grow to become other leaders. And it doesn't necessarily go away. If I get a client 2 months from now, as long as that client is happy with their service, I continue to get paid months and months and months and months and possibly years after that person became a client or a customer. Can you do that with a brick-and-mortar environment? No, you cannot. Okay? In your job, if you help somebody grow, what are you mostly afraid of? That's going to be the person that takes your place. That's going to be the person that takes your job. In an MLM, you want everybody to succeed, especially if they're under you. Why? Because those underlings help you succeed even more. Plus that, those people have connections that you don't have. They know people that you don't know. They introduce you to groups and other places. Plus that, for you ladies and you gentlemen and you people that don't have a whole bunch of higher education, and even if you do, this is a performance-based world. So that means we don't care if you're the greatest speller, the greatest writer, the greatest orator. All we care about is that the fact that you're generating business and you're helping your people. Why? Because then your team is growing. So it behooves you. You become more invested in what you're doing because you have getting more out of it, plus the reward. You know, I teach martial arts, and some of the kids that I've taught have been at-risk kids, and a lot of those kids weren't even going to make it to college. Now I make it out of high school. Now most of those kids have graduated or are graduating from college. They're excelling. Why are they excelling? They're excelling because they needed a different type of learning. They weren't a regular classroom book type of kid, but through the martial arts and through the discipline of the martial arts and through them getting someone that was acting more like a father figure or someone that they could look up to, those kids were able to find their niche. They were able to find what works for them. And what ended up happening? Kids that were looking to become zeros became heroes. All right? The same thing for you. Ladies and gentlemen, MLMs don't care if you're straight. They don't care if you're gay. They don't care if you're male. They don't care if you're not male. They don't care if you're black, Hispanic, Asian, African American. They don't care. What they care about is bringing quality people, just like a regular business, into their organization, and then all of us growing, all of us learning, all of us expanding our horizons to become more than we were before we got there, and then taking that to another level, and then taking that to another level so that we can become what we need to do. So, again, do the math. You earn a salary if you work a certain amount of hours. In MLN, you earn money as long as your business is growing, as long as your group is growing. So again, let's do the math. Which would you rather do? Get paid again and again and again, not only off of your efforts but other people's efforts, or get paid off of whatever it is that somebody else believes that you're worth? Somebody else believes that you should be reimbursed for your services. First off, your time is more valuable than anything that anybody can pay you, including an MLN. But at least you're going to get more of what you need. So there's no financial guarantees on any type of business. And what a person gets out of an MLM or a structure or a regular business is totally up to them. But MLMs really work, and you can really profit from it. All right? Another great thing is that you're going to get a better quality of life, spend more time with your family, your loved ones, and get to do things that you wouldn't be able to do in a brick and mortar because you're too busy doing a 40-hour day, 5 days a week. Anyway, with that, I want to say thank you. Please check out the bottom of the site. There's actually an MLM down there, and take a look at it. See if it's for you. If it's for you, go for it. If it's not for you, then don't go for it. And if it's not for you, find out what is. Thank you very much for listening to me today. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and remember, do the math. Counts. Thank you very much, and have a great and wonderful day and life. It's up to you, because you can win. All you got to do is apply yourself.